Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's review time, and it is Ben month, one of the most exciting months of the year. Top 12 month of the year, if we're keeping
it. I would say, yeah.
It's like the benchmark of months.
This is the best month that you're going to be possibly living through, just as an FYI.
Why?
Awesome. Why? Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, explain
because yourself. This is the it's Ben month, cock month. Coming at ya.
Love that. Okay, so Ben month is the month where we do reviews that Ben has sent us blind, just like Brendan month back in January, and Ben tries to get things up on the big board. Brendan hasn't updated the big board.
I'll update it after this month so we can see what's what and have a baseline.
So we can see who did what. So we're going to jump right into it. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to our social medias. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. We really, really enjoy the interaction that you guys give us. And so I'm going to shout out all of our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all of the above. TikTok, Brendan gets on every once in a while.
I've gotten a lot of followers on the TikTok from doing absolutely nothing, by the way.
Love that.
I think that's the play. It's just don't do shit and good things will happen.
Well, it works for some people. So
way to go, Brendan. Anyway,
check out our social media. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode. Monday night, we did it live where we had the Buffalo Madness tournament. We wrapped up March. We got some fun content coming from you guys here in April. But
not two do's.
Brendan and I are going to turn down our volumes. Ben's going to go on full screen, and he's going to tell you guys what.
Yes.
We are reviewing tonight. Go ahead, Brent. Ben, whatever the hell your name is.
Yes. For some reason, I don't know why my camera is not live. TJ, can you fix that? Okay, good. Because, now you can't see us. Make sure he wasn't listening. Anyway, so we are going to be reviewing. We're going to do a really awesome bottle for this first one because it is vastly disappointing for me. I remember getting this bottle, waiting out for it, and then me finally getting it and be like, all right, what in the world am I going to be doing? And I opened it and it was terrible. So we are going to be drinking Michter's 10 Rye. Now, I'm convinced that I just have a really bad bottle of this, but I want TJ and Brendan to confirm whether or not they enjoy this or not, or at least whether or not it should be involved with the big board. So, it is a 10-year-old rye that is proofed at 92.5, at least on my bottle. And they're thinking that I'm going to be pulling out some big guns proof-wise, and this is not that. This is sub 100 proof, so we're going to see what they think about it. I am not a big fan of this, but I wanted to be figured out if it was me thinking that it should have been amazing and it just was average, or it's just not that great and, you know, not good enough blind. Anyway, all right, let's go. We're coming back.
All right, all right, all right. We're coming back. We're coming back. We're coming back. Let's get Ben off
very effective.
Full screen. Yeah, it works. So,
question.
Ben, I assume you just gave everybody the bottle that we're drinking, the proof, why you picked it, the price, all the stuff, right? I didn't listen.
Yeah. Is it normal that whenever I go full screen, that it's like a black screen?
No. Is that? But I saw you in full screen.
Really?
Yeah, we saw you in full screen. It worked.
It's completely a black screen for me. And so it's like very disorienting. I couldn't tell if it was like working.
Were you asking if everything was okay?
Still right now,
it's a black screen. Here, I'll see if I do that. See how it looks like? It's a black screen, right?
That's wild.
That's weird.
No, it shows up normal for you.
I want to know, was Ben, because Ben looks concerned, were you asking if like we could hear you? Or?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I had no idea if like...
I was like, is there a conversation?
I basically rambled there for about a minute and a half and just bull crap. So feel free to cut it out.
No, we'd like to
Is this working?
That's so weird. Mine doesn't do that. Like, let me see.
Hold Ben on. Never looks shaken. He looked frazzled in that moment.
Nah, see, I see myself. I see myself fine. Brendan, yours doesn't go black screen, right?
Black screen.
That's so weird.
Okay, anyway, cut the first like minute out of me talking.
No, that's just going. I'm not. We're rolling with that. Okay, cool. So, what do we got here, Brendan?
What do we got here? I don't know. Tell us, Ben. What do we got here? So,
what do we got here, Brendan?
There is a nice level of complexity to this. I am getting initially kind of like a sweetness, but there's some depth and some heft to it. So it's got this nice honey crisp to it. But I wrote down a peppery on the nose, a little bit of briny, almost dill vibe as well. But it's got this like nice sweet, like graham cracker, toasty vibe as well. So there's some layers to this, and it's not really tipping its hand as I go into this blind. What about you, TJ?
Interesting.
Hey, maybe I'm just a toast whore. Not maybe. Maybe I am. But there's almost a toasted.
There is a toast like to little, this, right?
Like a little toasty. This is Maker's 46 cask. Ben just went with something he's absolutely in love with. Did I just pick it? Did I just pick it this early? All right, we'll keep rolling though, just in case. Let's not give away any tells.
Mm-hmm.
Nose is really good on this. Good caramel vanilla heft. Pretty traditional there. I do get some almost like floral notes on it too. Am I crazy with that?
I can see that.
Some good floral. And then I get some of that toastiness. I get some of that charred, heavy toast. Really nice nose. I think there's a decent amount of complexity to it on the nose. What do you think about the taste, Brendan? You're up next.
Oh, does Ben get to say anything on the nose at all, or would that give it away?
Oh, yeah, Ben. No, you go ahead. We've already thought. Yeah.
What did you think of our notes of the nose? Maybe we should go do it that way.
I think that the notes are very interesting. Like, you have a little bit of peppery dillness from Brendan paired with a toastiness from TJ. So, not very similar at all, but...
But I got peppery dill and toast. I got toast.
Yeah, I get some of that dill. I get some of that dill, which kind of leads you to think it's a...
But you get a lot of that dill.
So the dill and the floral kind of leads you to think that it's potentially a rye, right? And that's kind of where you'd probably lean with that.
But it's sweet too, which is kind of throwing me a little bit. There's a nice sweetness. And you mentioned the floral and the toasties. I don't know. This is...
Okay.
It's got me a little bewildered here. A little betwixt in between.
Bewildery.
Betwixt.
Into the taste.
Into the untaste.
Crisp taste.
Yes. Crispy. Crispy boy. Bacon.
Yeah, a lot of spice on that. That's definitely leaning towards rye for me.
Peppery spice, I guess, is kind of maybe like red chili flakes. Like, there's a little heat to it.
There's some heat. It could have to do with some proof on that.
It doesn't
feel like a massive proof. Yeah,
it doesn't. It's not fighting you like that. Like Jake's suicidal stag junior is just trying to beat the crap out of us last week.
Right. Right. Right?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks this proof gift, Jake.
This proof drinks kind of low. It doesn't drink like super high. I'd say it's 100 or less. Is kind of where I'm guessing this at. It's not 80 or to 90 because we know God knows.
That's not where Ben would.
Yeah. Does Ben even own a bottle that's in the 80 proof range?
Did you get rid of that?
Or would I even buy a bottle just to throw you guys off the scent?
Yeah, so Ben's main. No. Ben is maintaining.
You're way too frugal. You're way too frugal for that.
You know, there are other people that live in this neighborhood that have whiskey. I have two other homes to choose from.
I mean, but do they have whiskey that's good enough for you to try and get it on the whiskey board?
It's good enough for me to throw you off the scent.
It's called the Bourbon Big Board, and just because I haven't updated it in a couple months doesn't mean you can call it the Whiskey Board. It's rude.
Well, anyway. I forgot about it because you haven't updated it this year.
That's not true. I did it after Brendan month. All right. So I like I've enjoyed the nose of this a little bit more than the taste, and the taste has been good, but I thought the nose had more like – there was more drama going on with the nose and more intrigue. The taste has been solid. It didn't live up to what was a really, really high end nose in my estimation.
Nose was above average to bordering on elite. I thought the nose was really
good. Nose was really good. Easily it's going to score in the 1.5 range off the bat for me on nose. And we could be in the conversation. I could be convinced of more when that conversation
comes. Yeah. Taste kind of falls a little bit flat. Finish.
More herbaliness. This is definitely a rise what I'm starting to lean towards with this. And I thought that initially, but I think the finish is where you get that crispy, almost refreshing, minty, herbal vibe that is kind of associated with a rye. But there's something else going on there too. There's a little bit of like a sweetness as well that I'm struggling to place, but the finish is nice. Just focusing on what we're actually in the process of drinking it. The finish is really nice, tame, sweet, but with that little bit of pepperiness and herbaliness too. The finish is really, really solid. I'm enjoying it. Makes you want to keep going back for more, which is what a good whiskey should do in my estimation.
Finish is good, but it's a little flat. I wish it had a little bit more to it. I wish it had a little more oomph.
More oomph.
How do you put more oomph into it? I'm not sure. But, okay, you want to rate it? Ben, do you have any thoughts on the taste or finish? Sorry, we keep skipping over you.
No, that's fine. I think what y'all are saying are words that describe a whiskey of some kind. So, yes, I would tend to agree.
Ben will not give anything.
Yeah, you ain't getting nothing from me.
Nothing. He's giving it nothing.
Let's rate it.
Let's rate this thing.
Nose. Brendan, you were pretty high on it. Go ahead.
I really like the nose. It's bordering on elite. I'm going to go 1 point. You know, I know I'm going to be a little harsh on it on taste. I'm going to go 1.75. I think it's a really, really great nose.
I think it's a very good nose as well. I like it. There's some toast. There's some heavy char / toast, one of the two. Also get some of the stuff that Brendan picked up as well. Good amount of oak, which maybe makes you think it's a little on the older side. Not like super old, but a little bit of oak in there. I think that's where I get the vanilla. 1.75 me. This is really, really good as far as a nose goes. We both gave the Stag Junior last week, you know, before Jake cries about this, we both gave the Stag Junior 1.75. I think this is on par with that, if not maybe a slight bit better. Ben?
I'm a little lower here on this one. I'm at 1.25.
1.25 for Ben's nose.
I'm going to try to make it on the big board with a 1.25 nose. All right.
No. Clearly, Ben didn't understand the assignment. The assignment was just
4.5.
Oh my god.
Taste. I'll go first here. I'll go 2.75. I'll say it's above average, but I don't think it's that 3 range is pretty special if it can get up to that. With as far as the taste is concerned, it falls a little bit flatter than the nose to me, so 2.75.
I'm right there with you, TJ. 2.75 for the exact same reason.
That is the right answer. 2.75.
7.5 finish. Brendan, you go first here. You were a little bit higher on the finish, I think, than I was, but yeah, go ahead.
0.75 on the finish. I thought it was really nice and nothing crazy, but it was enjoyable. And again, it does enough with the complexity wise to kind of make you want to go back to the nose and revisit what the whole drink is unfolding into. So yeah, 0.75 for me.
You know, you talked about in the first episode, man, there is a good amount of, I said it before, not enough oomph. I like the finish. I like it, but yeah. Needs a little bit more for me. 0.5. Ben?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I'm probably at the same thing. 0.5.
Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll go first here. I think there's a good amount of complexity here. We talked about everything from dill to vanilla to toast, the rye that comes into it. I think I'm going to give this a 0.75. It's also fairly cohesive. It's not the most cohesive thing that I've ever had, but it stays true to itself throughout. Maybe I'm talking myself into a one here. Yeah, let's just give it the full one. 1 point. Brendan?
Without all the him and hawing of TJ, a one. It's both cohesive and complex. I think it hits.
It's a one, baby. Yeah. One is right.
Oh. So going into value, Ben, who brought this to us, has it at a 5.5. Mm-hmm. Brendan, who is a noted homer on all things bourbon, has this at a 6.25. And then myself, me, who is perfect, I have this at a 6. So we're all kind of in the same range. That's really good. Aggregate going into this is just under a 6 because Ben pulls us down a bit with his 5.5. But, okay, let's do this. Let's guess price, proof, type, and what it is, Brendan. I think type, we'll just both go ahead and say that we think it's a rye, right? So there's no reason to do a ton of drama there. You're going with anything but a rye, Brendan?
I think it's a finished rye. I don't know what it's finished in. But I think it's a rye that's finished in something.
So I'm just going to go a straight rye. I'm going a rye that's not, or a standard rye. Straight rye is a different kind of word there. But I say it's an unfinished rye. But I like that thought there. I like that a lot. Price. Retail price? I have no clue here. I'm going to say I kind of have an idea in my mind of what this is, but I don't want to go all chips in on that. So I'm going to just go $80.
So I'm kind of in the same, like, I don't, the same strategy, TJ. Is like, I have ideas of what it is, and the ideas I'm thinking of are pretty expensive, but I don't want to go all in on that because I don't, the way this drinks, it doesn't drink like it's super high proof, which leads me to believe it's not super expensive potentially, even though that would be surprising given that Ben's assignment would be to try to make the big board, although Ben sucks at assignment, so maybe that's not what he's going for.
It's a little bit of double reverse psychology. Maybe
a double rye psychology. I'm going to go price at, TJ went 80. I'll go $55 on price.
Proof. You have to go first on this one because I did price first.
It doesn't drink like it's hefty. Now, if it is finished in something, that may saw off some of the proof. And so I am believing that's partially what it is, but like, it doesn't drink like it's above 100 proof. So it's either remarkably smooth or I'm just an alcoholic and proof doesn't really affect me anymore. I'm going to go 100 proof.
I'll go 95 here. I think it's actually under 100 proof. It drinks a little lower. Do you have any guesses as to what it is?
Brandon? I feel like a Ben thing. Is that the final one?
Final one.
All right. So initially I was going to guess barrel seagrass when I smelled it the first time, right when I poured it out of the bottle. I know Ben likes barrel seagrass. I know that he has that in his collection. And it's something that I think if he was trying to make the big board, he would put up there because it's got some good, even though it's like $85 or so, it does drink at what I think it would get good points for value, which Ben's all about. However, it doesn't quite have the heft that like that's 120 proof or so whiskey. I don't think this is that. My next guess, and I can't figure out what else I think it would be, so I'm just going to guess, is I don't feel great about it, but I think it's a finished dry, and because it's got this toasty sweetness and it's not super high proof, like maybe like a Michter's toasted barrel rye is what I'm going to guess in the ballpark of. Yeah, I'll guess Michter's toasted barrel rye.
I like your Michter's pick. I'm going to just go with the Michter's 10 rye.
Okay.
I think that the lower proof kind of lends me to think that that's closer to what it is. It doesn't line up at all with the price that I put out there, but it does with the proof. So again, I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket. I think the Michter's 10 rye works for this. It's a little lower proof. It's very floral, like I kind of thought that I was picking up. I picked up some good rye on it.
What's the proof on the Michter's toasted barrel rye? Is that cask strength?
The Michter's toasted barrel rye is a barrel strength. So yeah, it's 112. So yeah,
maybe that narrows it down a little bit. That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'll just stick with mine.
So there's also the Michter's barrel strength rye that exists, and that could be what this is. But I just feel like the proof is a little bit lower, so I'm going to go with the Michter's 10 rye. Ben, what do we got here?
It is, since TJ knows my collection better than anyone else, it is the Michter's 10 rye.
I mean, you got a lot of ryes. You know, this is not your only rye.
And 60 doll hairs. Yeah, this bottle to me
was high.
Is outrageously disappointing.
I think it's gotten better since it's opened up.
I know about that. I get dill and pepper. I'm like,
so
get me out of here with that.
But that's good on the nose. We said that was very interesting on the nose, and we liked that.
I don't like it.
I think TJ, deserves obviously the most credit because he got it. But both of us, we're right kind of in that range. It was a Michter's product, a rye.
I don't get any toast.
I guess
it's all floral. I get
Michter's toast. Not on the taste, but on the nose. Like that, it's a Michter's nose.
Yeah.
And all of the Michter's stuff.
It does nothing for me. It does so much less for me. I'm not a fan of this.
That said, you gave it a 5.5 out of 8. Like, you gave it an above average score.
Yeah.
It's an above average rye, but I'm thinking it's a $55 bottle.
$160.
Rye.
Yeah. No, that's really outrageous. So that takes us to an interesting point. Brendan, what'd you have there? Sorry, I cut you off.
I was just going to say that that's not going to be worth what Ben.
Yeah.
$160? That's crazy.
I'll just say value on this to me is a 0.5, which I think I'm being very generous with that. I've got the value at a 0.5 just because.
You like Michter's.
I like the Michter's product. And I think having some of these higher end Michter's things in your collection to let other people try. I also gave it a 6 out of 8. You know, I gave
You're welcome. I'm letting you try it.
You're welcome. So I'll give it a 0.5. There's some value there. Is it the greatest thing ever? No, but I did give it a pretty good score. I gave it a 6 out of 8. It's really expensive to try and pay over $150 or $150 for anything to me. The value kind of comes.
If you can find it, what's the secondary on it? Like 250?
Yeah, and then you got to factor in the availability for it. Yeah.
Like you never find it. It's at 160.
I mean, TJ,
like,
you
did find it at 250.
TJ, you thought this was an $80 bottle.
No, I knew what it was. I just didn't. I was hedging my bets.
I initially wrote down 45 and I went up to 55 on it. So this is a 3 times more than what I thought like it drank like.
Yeah, what it should be.
I think the value is tough. If you find one of these at retail, I think having good bottles in your collection is neat, and that's kind of the value in it.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking this every much about that before.
This
really
is not
like
impressing any guest.
It's no Blue Note.
Tell me who, I mean, okay. So for example, let me just put this into context for you guys.
Okay, Roy.
The way I acquired this bottle was at Gas Bars, but you had to buy 3 store picks to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue Note was one of those. Ooh. Blue Note was the best thing I bought out of these 4 bottles.
Was that the first Blue Note you got? Was that their first store pick?
Yes.
Oh, and it all began with that.
Pants. It did.
Guys, as this is airing tonight, you guys are hosting a party.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll air this during the day. Right. Maybe we'll air this at noon.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You're going to a party in a few hours.
Yeah. Gas Bar's Liquor Shop tonight at 6 p.m. There in Temple Terrace. Come get some Blue Note with us. Again, 0.5. There's some value there to having cool bottles in your collection. It's not much, but it's something. Brendan?
Oh, for value, I mean, it's 0.25. I was going to go 0, but there's some level of value to it. It's minimal to me.
Yeah. Agreed.
Ben, 0.25 or 0?
0.5.
Yeah. 0.5. See, Ben was on the same train as me.
Yeah.
That takes us to Brendan and myself finish up with a 6.5. Ben finishes up with a 6. Our average there is 6.3 repeating. Yep. Ben, you have failed in the first week of the assignment to try and get something onto the big board.
The first week.
He picks something he knew.
I wanted to bring something that was worth trying, but I need y'all to blind it. Because
you know what? That's a good idea.
I needed an unbiased take. I tried it, and I was like, geez, this ain't good.
It's not bad. I mean,
we had this up against at Christmas. We had this up against the Michter's 10 Bourbon, the Stag Junior Batch 15, I believe. I think the Jack Daniels and a Seagrass. This one was the worst, easily out of all of them. It was garbage.
I think. If price wasn't even factored in, I'm pulling up our scores now. Sazerac Rye, 5.75, 5.75, 6.25 before we got to value. Yeah. So, I mean, it's
Sazerac is special. Like, don't put it up against that.
Okay, let's chill out.
I mean, it's so good.
All right, let's see. Whistle Pig. Oh, that was TJ's. What a disaster that was.
On a secondary
basis? This compares to the Whistle Pig flavor profile. I think
it's better than Whistle Pig.
And I don't like Whistle Pig. I don't like Whistle Pig. And so this coming to this, I'll tell you what, we tried that that Old Forester single barrel strength rye that was just sent to us. This is going to blow the pants off this easily. Mm. And that's a similar price point on the secondary.
Blowing the pants off things.
That's all I do. All right.
So join us at Gas Bar's Liquor Shop tonight at 6 p.m. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we'd love to see you out there. Our Blue Note pick will not last through the night, I don't think. So if you can get there Friday and they still have it, good luck to you. Interact with us on social media. We very much appreciate that. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where we did what? We crowned Buffalo Trace as the champion of champions in the March Madness tournament. Brendan, we did it. We did it. Yo, Adrian. Yo, Elmer. We did it. Shout out Harlan Lee, my daily inspiration for life. For Michter's 10 Rye, TJ Pittenger, Brendan Snow, Ben Cox. Cheers.
Ben doesn't know the assignment.
I understood the assignment.
He didn't get it. He clearly did it. He did it.
Look at that chest
lettuce.
Look at that. Look at that. I have no idea what's going on. this? I can't tell anything. I can't see a thing.